You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we're talking to New Zealand born, currently living in Melbourne, musician DC Maxwell about his new song, Jesus' Son. Thank you so much for being here. Hi. Kia ora, Daniel. Hi. Is the full name. Am I correct?
Yeah, kia ora, Cass. Yeah, Daniel, DC, whatever you like. The DC just stands for Daniel Cameron Maxwell, which is my name, so either one works.
Nice. I thought it was District Capital, but Daniel works.
No.
Oh, cool, Daniel. So talk us through this new song. It was released this morning.
It was, yes. Luckily, I woke up. And it had all been released. So yeah, it came out this morning. It's been a long time in the works. It's probably the first music I've released in like 2 years or so.
And you have
it's great having it out there.
And you have a very cool music video to accompany it that's also come out this morning. I talked about it a little bit earlier on here because I did really like it. The whole one take thing is very cool, and being in the train station. Do you want to talk us through the filming of the music video? Who was involved? How did you come up with that idea?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's a great music video. I'm really stoked with it. It's so it was inspired by this movie Possession, which is this really intense movie by a Polish director starring the wonderful Sam Neill. If he's listening, Sam, we love you.
Yes.
But the scene that we were referencing was the scene where like a woman is kind of has a really intense, crazy freak out possession thing in a train station. And we kind of just wanted to recreate that, but we had like no money and kind of no funds with which to do it. So we just kind of just went and did it, I guess. Just like kind of DIY rock and roll stars. And we just got a friend with a camera, and we just dressed up, went to the train station, and just shot this like really intense like 3 minute sequence where I'm just running the whole song from beginning to end. Yeah,
it's very beautiful, and I'm so surprised that you caught the train station so empty. And you got...
Yeah, that's what people were saying. I think like it was because it's like the busiest station in Melbourne, Flinders Street. It's massive, but I guess like we were just really, really lucky.
But also, it looks it like you spent money.
Empty. Like there was we didn't spend
you booked out the whole place.
I know. Well, we tried. We really wanted like a nasty industrial zone, and we asked this other place in Melbourne, but they didn't want to do it because the song had Jesus in the title, and we were like and it was really funny, but that they didn't want to do it because that was like kind of a Christian-ish location. But then we ended up going with this amazing train station, Flinders Street, which I'm really stoked with.
No, it's great. And I do, obviously we have to talk about that a little bit. Jesus's Son is quite a provocative title for a song. What does that title mean to you? And is the song drawing on religious symbolism? Are you using it as a metaphor or a cultural reference?
Yeah, I guess like Jesus's Son, I can't claim myself. It's like, that's like originally as a line from Lou Reed for one of his songs in the Velvet Underground. And it was also picked up by this American writer who I really love called Dennis Johnson, who wrote a book called Jesus' Son. And I feel like it is quite like a provocative title, and it kind of like shakes you out of your usual understandings of like religion and stuff. But I think a lot of what I was trying to do is find a way to talk about like climate action and climate inaction and kind of this weird space we are in as a culture where there's this like massive looming disaster hanging over our heads, but kind of no one is really seems to be doing anything. Yeah.
I think that is an incredible symbolism to draw on, and I think the sort of rawness and the tension of the song definitely does reflect that. It is also quite a divergence from your previous sound. You've definitely done more stripped down folky stuff in the past, as most of our listeners will have heard and known. What was the story between taking this fully different path with this much more aggressive song?
Yeah, I guess like I mean, I love the last album that I did, but I felt like I had some things that I wanted to say that I couldn't really say in that kind of country folk world. Like I was looking at the world and I was, and the state of things, and I was feeling like angry, and I wanted to like express that energy with my music, and kind of that like screaming and raging against like the current state of things. And so that kind of took me into this new direction, which yeah, it does sound very different from the last album.
Whereabouts does this kind of sit in your evolution as an artist? Is it something new entirely, or a continuation of things you'd kind of planned on doing in the past? And do you see yourself moving further into this sound, or is it a one-off?
It's definitely not a one-off, but I can't say more than that. But yeah, I don't know. I think like...
Ooh, was that definitely like hinting at something there? That was a little sneaky thing in there.
Yeah, but I think like, I mean, I came from like the punk music scene growing up, and like I have had like a lot of my early music life was spent being in like a punk band. So it kind of does feel like, I guess like as a live performer, I tend towards quite big rock theatrics anyway. So like, I feel like it was a little bit of like coming back to like what I want to be as a performer, rather than playing a character, I guess.
Yeah, I very much understand that. And obviously it's only been one day, but how have the reactions to the song been? Have any reactions surprised you?
No, it's been nice, I think. It's been really nice to see like the support, because I'm living in Melbourne. I'm quite far from the New Zealand music community, which is like a lot of friends and like I get a lot of like support and creativity from. So it's been really nice to see like friends and people, fans back home, like really be open towards this new sound and this new song.
Cool. And what's it? How do you find the Melbourne scene compares to the New Zealand music scene? Are they comparable?
I mean, look, I feel like New Zealand, hands down, is much better, has much better music. That's like, I feel like that's pretty standard. And I feel like that's almost like an empirical fact. Like, it's hard to argue against. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's different. I feel like New Zealand really holds each other to a very high standard in their music making, like, because kind of all we have is our street cred. So we really take it seriously when we like play a gig or when we put out music. Whereas I think it's a lot easier to get a show in Melbourne. Like, you can be really bad, a really bad band, and like play pretty regularly. But don't tell people around Melbourne I'm saying that.
Do you think that there's, do you find solidarity in the Melbourne community between New Zealand musicians, Kiwi musicians?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot more, I guess so. Yeah, I think so.
Is there a community there that you find? Because, I don't know, I suppose, to me, here in Otapoti, it's not just that everyone is releasing music, it's that everyone's collaborating together, everyone is supporting each other. Do you feel isolated from that being in Melbourne?
I mean, it's definitely different, yeah. I guess, I mean, I don't know, I'm still early days here. Like, I've only been here a year and a half, so I don't want to make any big broad statements about the scene, because but it is different, and yeah, Aotearoa is always home, and is seeing the music that's coming out of Aotearoa is like such a huge inspiration to me, and like kind of keeps me driving forward. Yeah,
what has been some Aotearoa music that you have been feeling inspired by lately?
Recently I really like the Saltwater Criminals album, who's like, yeah, Dunedin Massive, I think, for going back in the day. Office Dog too, are cool.
That song, My Greatest Achievement by Saltwater Criminals. I love that song.
Yeah, they really went hard. Louisa Nicklin, my friend, is a great singer as well. Amamelia, incredible producer. And yeah, I don't know. And then I guess I go back to like the old greats of like Chris Knox and the Mint Chicks and all that stuff. Sorry, I didn't mean to like all this waffling about
No, oh my god, not at all. And especially you're on the right radio station to be waffling about the Mint Chicks and Chris Knox. That's what we do here at Radio One.
Yeah, totally, totally. My favourite actual New Zealand music moment ever is a Radio 1 clip, and it's like Coyote live on Radio 1. Do you know, you should look it up if you know what I'm talking about. It's like this incredible live performance from the band Coyote from Dunedin.
Alive to Air?
Yeah, I think Alive to Air.
Oh, very nice. I'll check it up later on in the show. That's very exciting. And as far as Jesus' Son goes, when we're talking about that, and you, I'm not going to say you alluded to, but you kind of slipped up there, and it might seem like there's some more stuff in the works for you on a similar thing. Are you going to get any new releases soon? Any?
I would love to tell you about that, but I can't at this stage.
That's okay. That's okay.
I mean, like, but I don't know. I feel like it's... Like, I'm not like a slippery politician. You can probably tell from what I'm saying that what the answer is.
My final question for you, and then I will let our lovely listeners hear your beautiful new song. What do you want them to take away from Jesus' Son? What do you want them to listen out for? And what are you hoping that... Is there any feelings or ideas that you want them to walk away with?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. I think, like, sometimes when you write the song, like, it's out of your hands. Like, once it's out there, like, how people respond to it. So I guess I would just be like, take it as it comes. See if it riles you up, if you have a reaction to it. Like, think about what is going on that kind of provokes that and see what it draws out of you. Like, I'm really keen to go back to New Zealand and play the song live and see how people respond to it. So hopefully Radio 1 listeners can be right there with me rocking out.
Oh, I'm so sure they will be. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for coming in and for talking to us today. It has been so lovely to talk to you. That was Daniel Maxwell, Daniel of DC Maxwell, and this is his new song. This is his new song, Jesus' Son, here on Radio 1, 91 FM.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.